AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris take part in service events on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Jennifer King with more.
President Trump remained out of public view at the White House for the sixth straight day. He was not expected to reprise his typical outing to the King Memorial, as a militarized Washington bolstered by 25,000 National Guard troops prepares for a swearing-in that will play out under extraordinary security. In Philadelphia, the Bidens and members of their family joined an assembly line filling boxes with non-perishables and fresh fruit for the charity Philabundance. Kamala Harris resigns her Senate seat today.
We've got a lot of work to do. It's not going to be easy.
Harris and her husband filled bags with produce and dry goods at Martha's Table, a food bank in Southeast Washington.
In honor of the day of service, where we recognize and pay tribute to the work of Dr. King.
Jennifer King, Washington.
A top California health official wants a batch of one coronavirus vaccine put aside after some people had allergic reactions.
California state epidemiologist says the state should halt the use of a lot of coronavirus vaccines after some people received medical treatment for possible severe allergic reactions. Dr. Erica Pan recommends a halt to vaccinations using lot 41L20A of the Moderna vaccine until an investigation of the possible allergic reactions is completed. Fewer than 10 people who all received the vaccine at the same community site required medical attention over a 24-hour period. On Monday, California became the first state to record 3 million cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began early last year. I'm Mike Gracia.
Texas has had more than 2 million cases, followed by Florida with 1.5 million. New York and Illinois have both topped 1 million. Johns Hopkins University says just under 399,000 people have died in the pandemic in this country. The death toll is expected to pass 400,000 in the next day. This is AP News. First Lady Melania Trump sends out a farewell video.
Melania Trump says goodbye after 4 years at the White House.
It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States.
Saying she's been inspired by many people, especially those who've helped others during the pandemic.
As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination.
She also encouraged passion, but
violence is never the answer.
While Donald Trump has announced he's not attending Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday, Melania Trump ignored the tradition of inviting the incoming First Lady for a tour of the White House. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Gonzaga and Baylor maintain the top two spots in the AP men's basketball poll. It is also the first poll in nearly 60 years. Duke, Kentucky, and North Carolina are not ranked. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.